5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Offering nothing of any interest or entertainment.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's not great. That's not a great review.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, yes, we do. Tuesday, October 13. And you know what I love about Tuesdays? I have Tuesdays with Daisy. Welcome, Daisy.
G'day, Fad. How are you, buddy? I'd like to say I enjoy Tuesdays as much as you, but it's purely not true. But I'm in here, and we're going to make some great radio today, I feel.
Well, we are indeed. Looking forward to it. Got a big show. Andy Lee, we're going to have a chat to him. And you can talk about children's books if you don't mind.
It's going to be nice speaking to another published author, someone of an author with great substance too, not just some bloke who's gone out and written a book about crap pub jokes and, buddy, what was your other, barbecues for blokes, please?
Bill's book for blokes, which was very, very popular. We'll have the Amy Clangers of the Week. Oh, the joke, of course, who have been very, very good. And our good friends at PointsBet. Oh, hasn't that been a nice little gig, that one, Dave?
Oh, the number one show on Foxtel we are there, Bill. We've overtaken everyone, all and sundry. So a big, big show coming up.
Chewing the Fat it is. It's on a bit late. You might be in bed, but it's a very good show. G'day, Rebsy.
An ecstasy tablet, or as young people call it, a pinga.
A pinga. Now, Daisy, how do you say it?
I would assume you'd say it pinga. That's what I ask for.
That's what all the kids say,
yeah. have we got any sponsors?
No, not today, Bill. Like, if you read the rundown sheet that Jill makes for us every day, slaves over, it doesn't say C to opener, does it?
All right, just says points bet, opener and closer. But that's something else. So nowadays, let's have a look at the Coaches Award, because the Gary Ayres Award, it is actually during finals from the weekend, dominated by the teams that won and won well.
Yeah, not really surprising there, Fat. There was two dominant performances, as you said. Richmond, Dustin Martin, unbelievable. He's just someone, when the big games come round, he just gets it done, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Tommy Lynch, he was pretty good, although he kicked someone in the head. Big game
no,
on there.
Well, no, he
no,
didn't.
He didn't. He didn't. He accidentally kneed him in the head.
Yeah. Basher Hooley, my man, who is unbelievable in finals, a great finals record, but also could have won a couple of Norm Smith medals. He gets 5 votes. He's a star.
He's a star. Shane Edwards, too, back up in the hub after having his bubba. And Shea Bolton, he's been the one for mine who's really changed that whole dynamic of that Richmond midfield. He's been unbelievable. He just brings something different that Martin and Cochin don't have.
And for the Cats, Mitchie Duncan and Dangerfield both got 9. They were both outstanding. Tommy Stewart, I think he took 14 marks. What a good player he's been. Tomahawk, Guthrie, Stanley and Buse. No Collingwood players there at all. Now, this one I love. This next bit here. It's called Little Losers. Have you... well, you're all over this, Daisy, because you actually put something up last night.
I scrolled the Instagram and it came up. Actually came up as a Herald Sun notification on my phone, this. It was Jack Higgins's partner, Tanisha Crook.
Tanisha, yeah.
Not too happy with the Western Bulldogs boys, who may or may not have hired out the penthouse up there at Royal Pines. It's have a listen to this.
I opened my door shortly because I heard some moving around and I saw the security guard. I said, hey, can you hear that music? It's really loud. We can hear it right through our walls, blah, 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 blah. Because I could still hear the music after he'd told them off. Little losers have turned it up louder. Richmond and Geelong are training their finals that are in 2 or 3 days, probably doing their final session of training that is extremely important, and these idiots, just because they've gotten knocked out, are treating it like a Western Suburbs nightclub. Like, how selfish can you be? Just literally go on your flight back to Footscray, where the f*** you live.
Bang! Bang!
Footscray or wherever the f*** you live, you little losers. That is a fair dinkum spray. That's unbelievable, Saints. Oh, we love that.
She's had a crack there. I did ask a couple of Geelong boys staying there at the Royal Pines, and they said they didn't hear anything. They thought that the Western Bulldogs have been pretty good. And then there was some rumour that poor old Caleb Daniel, they were throwing him out of the balcony into the pool.
Dressed as Evel Knievel.
So I asked one of the Geelong blokes, he said, mate, the pool's 50 metres away. There's no chance you can throw anyone 50. So it's just, as I said yesterday, when you're out of the finals, all these rumours just seem to happen, don't they?
Especially when you're in a hub too, but I guess we've all been in hotel situations where there is a room kicking on down the hallway or whatever it is, and you just want to go to sleep. There is nothing more annoying. And conversely, when you're the room partying, you couldn't give two shits what anyone else is thinking.
That's right.
Come in and join us. We don't give an absolute what you're on about.
What side of the story are you usually on?
The one getting the knock on the door saying, keep it down, tinsel. But
you've got no idea how loud you are either, really.
And you don't care.
No, exactly. Braden Pruce, I don't know why he went to Melbourne, to be honest, but he did, and now it looks like he might go up to the Giants, which would be a good move there. They need a ruckman.
Yeah, well, they're claiming that they've solved their ruck problems by getting him. So I'm not 100% sure that solves your problem. It certainly fills a spot in the ruck. He's been an okay inclusion for the Melbourne Footy Club. Look, I don't know if it solves them. I think you look at him, he probably has a similar attributes to how Mummy plays. Big, tough, not overly skilled, but has a fair income crack. So potentially they can do something there. So all the best to him.
Now tell me what's happened with Adam Treloar, please. This blew up only yesterday. Last night it blew up. His girlfriend, partner Kimmy, has got a new contract at Queensland Firebirds. And then all of a sudden he's playing for the Gold Coast or playing for Brisbane.
Well, they've gone back through the archives, I feel, and when he's asked about how he liked the hub and how he liked it up in Queensland, apparently he's on the record as saying, I love it up here, it's fantastic. So then the timeline progresses to his missus who goes up there, gets the Queensland Firebirds contract, and now all of a sudden he's left the Pies and he's going up there, they reckon. I couldn't see there being too much truth to that rumour. But you never know, Fat. You just never know. Player movement is a lot easier than it once was.
Yeah, I can't see him doing that. He'll stay at Collingwood. He loves Collingwood. Just a couple other things before you said, give me some time, I want to talk chess. But Sheffield Shield is happening at the minute. Queensland are playing Tassie and South Australia playing Western Australia. And you just would not know it's on at all. But I love my cricket, so I've been keeping an eye on that. We'll see what happens there. But now, righto, here's your time, Dace. What do you got?
Pound, you said you love your cricket. How'd the Marsh boys go in that game?
Sean Marsh just got 102 in the second innings. And Mitch is injured.
Very, very good. I saw it on the telly as I was sitting here talking to you. That's why. Now, you know I'm a lover of chess. You know I'm a smart thinker. I like to keep the brain active. But one of my idols, Bill, Igor's Resus from Moscow. That's Igor Resus from...
Yes, he's a master.
Which is the grandmaster, actually. So he's won the lot. He's the best, well, was the best in the world.
Yeah.
He's not too far into the odd controversy. 6 years ago, a few years ago, he got a ban because he got caught in the toilets. You know, not too foreign to blokes in the footballing world to be caught in the toilets. But this, he was on his phone cheating, got a six-year ban for cheating on his phone. You get four years in the Olympics for being a drug cheat. He got 6 years for using his phone. However, this is where the story gets interesting.
Oh, what's happened?
He checked in at another tournament recently under a fake name to only be caught out by his arch nemesis and other rival grandmaster, Artur Nixon. And he spotted him at another table, launched an official protest, and got him disqualified. So if that isn't the nerdiest news of 2020, I'm not sure what is, but
it's all kicking off
there in the chess world, so it's a real watch this space. So I think we might have to send Damo over to Moscow now the footy's done and see what he can do for us there with some investigative journalism.
Fantastic, Daze. I'm glad I threw that to you. But that is checkmate. Hey, we got Andy Lee up. If you haven't left us, stay with us because Andy Lee is up next.
It's the Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Daisy and Bill.
Our next guest is one half of the Hamish and Andy podcast.
We're not sure if you've heard of them,
but they have a new book coming out called Power Moves.
When you're the supermarket, instead of asking someone taller than you to get something off the top shelf, Ask someone smaller than you to get something off the bottom shelf.
So in honour of Power Moves, he's here to talk about Carlton's 1995 Premiership win over the Cats.
I'll get stuffed.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, yes, what when they cheated. 1995, of course. Shut up, Andy. Comedian, musician, children's writer, also 2006 Clio's Bachelor of the Year. Logie winner, he's done it all. Great to have him on board. We love him on the Rush Hour. And he is a third of the Hamish and Andy great combination. Welcome, Andy.
How come a third?
A third.
Well, Hamish is two thirds.
That is a clip off the top.
Well, I thought you were counting the end as offering a third.
That is a possibility.
Who do you reckon's better known worldwide? You or Haim?
Oh, great question. Me. Obviously, my kids' books, and I get a Times Tables kids' book as well. So that's obviously huge. Flying off the shelves worldwide. Bestseller in Iceland.
Iceland? Is that Frankston?
No, look, I would say, Haim was recently in Ralph Wrecks the Internet, the new Wreck-It Ralph film. As an animated voice, so he'd obviously have to be taking the cake there. International stardom. They don't credit him, I don't think.
And nor should they. Mate, the books have come out, as you said, just gone into the US. I've just written my first children's books. Thanks for the congratulations. How do I get it into the US? What's the secret?
It has to be good for one, Daisy.
Okay, so there's
you've got a couple of books going at the moment. It's actually stupid planning. Hamish and I have a Power Moves book, as you heard at the top, which is basically everyone's been submitting power moves. The way to get a social advantage in social situations. So, for instance, if your mate's driving a car and you're in the back seat, just tell him the child locks on and then he'll get out and open the door for you like he's a personal chauffeur. Just little things in life that give you the upper hand. Bill, you'd like this one. If you're coming in really late and you told your missus that you should have been home a lot earlier, take off all your clothes at the front door and walk backwards up the stairs. That's why if she catches you, you can just say, no, I'm going down to get a glass of water, like you've been in bed the whole time.
That is brilliant. I am a listener of the podcast, and it gets me thinking sometimes. I often try the power move. I'm not sure if it's been on your podcast, but anytime Mum rings, I'll say, hang on, I'm only on 3%, so if I drop out. And yes. If her story's crap, I'll just hang up on her.
Yes, it's included in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ripper. But that one and then the Remembering Project, a separate podcast that Hamish and I have launched this week, is what I wanted to jump on and talk to you guys about.
All right. We'll do that in the second break because we've got you for two breaks, mate.
Talking about me being lazy, Bill. Couldn't think of your own story for the second break. Get this guy to stick around.
We might need you just for another one too, maybe three. But, hey, what about the Blue Baggers? You love Carlton and, of course, Daisy there. What did you make of their year?
Look, it's a big tick for me. I think a few Blues fans got ahead of themselves. We obviously fell off a little bit towards the end, but I wasn't expecting us to make finals, maybe sneakily in the eight, but I thought 8-12. So we kind of finished where I expected. We were in every single game of the year, which was great. And obviously a big destination club, Bill. Everyone wants to come. The Goey wants to come. Clayton Oliver right here. It's all happening.
Clayton Oliver. Well, Geelong is the side, of course. They all want to come to the City of Dreams. But, Daisy, what was he like as a supporter? Did you see Andy Lee hanging around and trying to get autographs and jumpers signed and things like that?
No, there wasn't too many of them. Andy would be there, but it was only when you went to the big dog occasions. So it wasn't just the normal supporter functions. If you got the call up to go to one of the ritzy ones up the top of Crown where they have the private chefs and you wander
what
in.
What a load of crap,
there's all the big hitters in there, all the blokes swinging them.
The social club functions. that a request from the players like Daisy to have a roped off section. That's exactly.
Do not let the truth get in the way of this story, mate. This is my radio show now, not yours. If I ring up you, you can make some lies up about me. No, he was brilliant, Bill. He was a passionate supporter, as you mentioned. He was at a lot of games, and he was probably signing more autographs than a lot of the players, to be completely honest.
Who has been your favourite player of all time, Carlton?
Andy? Oh, Daisy Thomas.
Simon Wingards.
Simon Wiggins.
Best centre half forward in the comp. Underrated. He was huge.
He owned pubs. He was in.
At Christmas time, if the oven was too hot and you wanted to get the turkey out, he'd go in and get it. That's how tough he was. He just loved it. And for years and years, I've been telling people to get on the Wiggins train. I had 34 on my back. Nick Dygan saw that I had it, you know, a couple of years later, and I said, "No, it's not for you, Dykes." And he couldn't work out why I had Wiggins. So, I kept saying, "Get on the Wiggins train, get on the Wiggins train." Turns out he actually now drives trains for a living for Metro Trains. So you can actually get on the Wiggins train on the Cranbourne 340.
Ah, beautiful, Andy. Can you hang around, mate?
Yeah, of course, buddy.
Just say no.
It's a rush hour on Triple M. It's a rush hour on Triple M with Billy and Daisy. Hamish and Andy have a brand new podcast called The Remembering Project on Podcast One, and the more internationally famous one of the duo, Andy Lee, joins us right now on the rush hour.
One third of the thirds, as Bill put it. I'm still confused by that.
So am I.
All right, mate. So run us through it. The Remembering Project, what is it? Give us a brief explanation to anyone who should be listening and why they want to listen in.
Well, it's pretty much a nod to our producers over the years, to be honest. You've got Jill there, who's just a superstar. We found out that our producers had put a run sheet and kept the run sheets for every single show we've done. And whatever we talked about, they would write a single line, written line, as to what we talked about. Now, that normally made a lot of sense to them at the time. When you look at a show from 2006 now, and you see the sentence, it's like, I wonder what the hell we're talking about there. So Hayman and I thought, as an exercise, could we assign each other random dates, say June 12, see how many shows we did over that period. We might have done one in 2006, 2007, 2009, 2012. Look at the run sheets and pick one break and try to remember it. And whether that's Vince Colosimo coming on to talk about Wog Boy 2 and the huge success that was going to be, or whether or whether it's just, I mean, I saw one that just said Hamish's new girlfriend has a cat. And I thought that was interesting because that cat's now in Hamish's family. That girlfriend's now his wife and the mother of his two kids. So we kind of try to reminisce about what do you think Hamish would have been talking about back in there. He would have been on his best behaviour because he was batting well out of his league.
Yes.
And we kind of recall the time and then listen back to it.
Well, 2006 is obviously a very long time ago. Hard to remember what was happening back then. I think there was some significant stuff going on in your own life, potentially Clio Bachelor of the Year?
Yes. We haven't got to that yet. Unfortunately, it's random dates. Otherwise, that would have been F1, break one for me to recall the glory days.
Well, you obviously have to do some press for that sort of stuff. So whilst we're on the topic of remembering, I thought I might just ask you a couple of questions from your great interview in that 2006 magazine.
Oh, no. I think I was the only person in the whole photo shoot to leave his top on, which is a worry. And also, the fact that I won doesn't say much about the rigs that I was up against back in the day.
Well, they've only asked you three questions, so not a whole lot to remember. So see how you go. The first one, the last time you went to a fancy dress party, what did you go as?
Oh, jeepers. I would have made it up back then. I don't know.
Well, it sounds pretty made up, but have a think.
I have no idea what my response would have been.
Brandon Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210. Unfortunately, no one else went fancy dress.
Yeah, well, it's not that big a fancy dress, though, Brandon Walsh, is it?
I mean, I don't even know what it is.
He's putting on a denim jacket. The original night, he would have put
902. Jason
Priestley, the original 90210.
Now, this second question, probably more in your wheelhouse, maybe one you will remember. How much cleavage is too much?
Oh.
Oh, there's never enough. Hopefully that right.
Close. Bare naked is too much, only just. I think it's a case-by-case sort of thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy, come on, mate. You live in a cave.
And the last... coming from you, fat. Wowee. The last time someone saw you naked.
Ooh. Oh. Probably at a medical exam, I'd imagine. Hamish and I had to have them from time to time before our big trips. What did I write?
Yeah, no, pretty close. The doctor, but you put an asterisk, not in a fun role play way either.
Oh, still funny back then. What about when you have to cough? Why do you actually have to cough when you go to the doctor?
Well, I have had bottom issues. I think we brought it up on this show before. But I found that from a medical exam, because Hayme and I have to get insurance for our shows, key man insurance, just in case one of us. So we had to go kind of every year to get everything checked. I'd hate for that to be your case, Bill. but that got found and discovered on one of the on the medical checkups, which I'm grateful for. But yeah, a few operations later, we got that sorted out.
Okay, right. I mean, Daisy had bottom issues at Collingwood. He got the arse.
I had bottom issues at the Blues too. We finished their threes in a row.
Hey, I see you on the front bar, Andy. You enjoying that, mate?
Mate, low in the front bar, back on for the grand final show. It's the only place you can get a beer in Melbourne off the wood, Bill.
Yes, so exactly.
It was the perfect timing for me. I wish I was doing it 5-6 nights a week, to be honest. A couple of crisp ales, it's the best reason to go on.
A lot of people ask me about that, Bill. That's the first question. You went on the front bar. Do they actually serve your pots? And those kegs in the background, the Brewery Fresh Carlton Draft, are genuinely tapped. Yeah, the tanks.
Yeah. Yes. And I didn't realise how loud it is when you pour yourself one. So they normally do it in the ad breaks, Bill. They top you up. But I don't know, Sam Pang or Andy Ma was asking a stupidly boring, long question. So I thought I'd fill myself up when I was over at the bar. You hear a big clunk, clunk, and Pang turned around and looked at me with their eyes. What the hell are you doing?
The stupid, long question would have been from Andy Ma, of course. I don't see anything different here because the pubs are open down here in the City of Dreams. It's unbelievable. We're allowed to have a beer off the wood and a palmy and things like that. Just keep forgetting about you guys up there, which is a shame, a bloody shame.
Keep us in mind, Bill. Keep us in mind. Yes, no, super jealous of all my friends down in Geelong area that they're getting out and about, and my mates that keep sending me photos of them on the golf course. But
Drop into the Cremorne next time you're in town.
When we're allowed, bud, which will be about 2023.
Exactly. Hey, now the podcast, where do we get that? Podcast One?
Yeah, you can the Podcast One app or just wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google or Android, all of those, you'll be able to find it anywhere. It should be on Spotify as well.
The Power Moves book in all good bookstores?
Nope, just online, hamishandy.com. I don't think there's many left.
Remembering Project. Hard word to say, remembering.
Yeah, you'd have to change the name if you were involved in it, Bill.
Thanks, Andy. Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
You're legends. Thanks, guys. Love listening.
Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy on Triple M. Daisy and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Spills out to Lambert, to Lynch, to Lynch. Misses everything. Out the full 45 metres out, can't bend it back enough, but it goes into the pocket, and Darcy Cameron dropped what he should have taken off his chest, and he says, I'm not having a good couple of minutes.
Directly in front of goal, simply has to kick it. 25 metres out, Josh Battle. And he slides it wide and misses. That is heartbreaking.
No, I thought, Howard, ruck roll.
What did you think again?
Ruck roll, as Scooby-Doo would say.
That's what I thought.
But De Goey steps up. The Magpies need a big goal. He goes from 52 and sprays it left. Misses by a long, long way.
Very good pressure player, Gary Rowan, from 55. Out of bounds on the ball. Bad luck, Gary.
Next time, guys.
Nate Brown there with some gold. Now, Daisy, you've gone from footballer to media. Triple M this year. You're done for the year. How have you enjoyed it?
Mate, I've had an absolute ball. Probably potentially, it's almost better than playing. You get to come in. You don't have to worry about the 2.5 hours before the game. There's no nerves involved unless your team's in there. But still, I've got two teams to pick from, so I can't lose most weeks. But no, I had a ball and did a lot of work with Rabsy. He produced a lot of our games. We had the great Barry Denner, Lee Montagna, and Bernie Vince as well for a lot of them. So we had a nice little crew going there on a Thursday and Saturday night, a little bit of work with Tim Solly. So the younger brigade, Bill, we're a bit more sociable than you old blokes who come in. I got to do your show on Saturday, which was a huge thrill. But I've had an absolute ball, mate.
You brought your premiership medal along too, like Kevin Murray you think you are nowadays. Have you said anything this year, which I dare say you have, Daisy, that has got you in trouble or a player from another side has heard and taken umbrage with?
No, I've been pretty good, Fat. I tried to come in this year with a sort of a mantra of not teeing off on too many players, just out of the game. I know how hard it is. You can quickly forget it sitting this side of the fence because it becomes a pretty easy game. I went hard on Jack Riewoldt one game, said he carried on a little bit too much, and then tried to retract it live on air, and the boys just absolutely piled in. You can't say that. You got to stand by it. So I think I was pretty good. I never got a call from the bosses saying I'd stuffed completely up, unlike you telling stories about poop, but we'll move on from that. So, to answer your question, in my 1 year of radio, I've already clocked it easier than you have in 40-odd. So lift your game, fat.
Well, that's in your eyes. No. Well done. You had a good year, actually. It's good having the ex-footballers in, you and Joey, and you just know what's going on. And you do become a little team. As you said, your Friday night team or whatever, you do become – it's a bit like footy, isn't it?
It is, and that's what we all sort of crave. That's the one thing you miss the most when you walk out of the footy club is that sort of team environment. So to have the little team, to have the mateships and still be able to talking about footy, that's the main thing that we love the most. So I've had an absolute ball, and hopefully I get a call back to come back next year.
Well, just have a few. What are you going to do now you're on a break? Can't do much.
Well, I can't. I'm waiting for golf to open up so I can get my handicap into single figures. And I'm starting a health kick too, Fat, so...
So you should. You're blowing up.
I have blown
Fat
up.
Fat as a fool.
ISO wasn't great to me, so I'm going to get back on the treadmill.
Triple M have loved having you, Daze. You've been very good this year. And up there with the NAB Rising Star, we have those votes later on when we have a frothy. Good on you, mate. Hey, up next. Got to hang around, Daze.
Oh, no.
This is a good one.
We've also loved having Amy on board as well for the Clangers all year for Triple M footy.
Daze, who we got on tomorrow?
We've got a full show again, which is terrific. Yeah, I won't be here, so unless I get a rundown, you can't ask me these questions.
JB is back tomorrow. We're going to have a Geelong player. Do you know who that is, Bill?
Who?
No, I'm asking. I'm asking if you know who that is.
Who?
Well, I'll be... is it you?
No, we'll get someone. There'll be Julie just hunting him down now.
Beautiful.
Hump Day Quiz, of course, which is very, very, very popular. And you get a chance to win a Hino truck, if you don't mind.
It is. But now it's time for this.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Daisy, a very sad day yesterday. A good friend of mine, after 7 years of medical training and hard work, of course, has been struck off the registry. Black banned, okay? What happened was he slept with one of his patients. They were good friends, but he slept with one of his patients and can no longer work in the work that he loved doing and spent 7 years at medical training for. What a waste of bloody time, effort and training. And, of course, money. I tell you, he's a really good bloke and he would have made a brilliant vet. He's going to be one of the best vets you've ever seen, Dave.
He's warped. And he's warped. You are not well, Phil.
Come on. Old Bazza, me mate, who was going to be the vet.
Might have been Rover.
You didn't, Rover. Allez hop, la la la, quelle paraque, vibration de sang, voyez, super, y'a son.